Howdy, and welcome to episode 17 of the WP HackerCast. If you're a regular listener of this podcast, you will know two things. This podcast is about a week late. I usually publish a podcast every 2 weeks, and this one should have gone out last week. And secondly, this is also not the podcast I promised you at the end of the previous podcast. So at the end of the previous podcast, we said that the next one would be part two of my interview with Corey Maas. Unfortunately, that had to be pushed out by a few weeks. So that is still coming up, and that is scheduled to be recorded in the next few weeks. This week, I revert back to the regular schedule, having my bi-weekly at least update chats with Craig, chatting about all things entrepreneurship, a brief discussion about my trip to WordCamp Europe, very brief, and the next sort of plans and steps that I have for my online business. This podcast, being the fact that it's a week late, means that you can expect another podcast next week. I'm recording that podcast this Friday, and then from there we will continue back to the podcast being published every 2 weeks. So I apologize for the delay and the mix-up from my side, and I hope you enjoy the next episode of the MakerCast.
How's everything else with you?
I'm good. I'm obviously still struggling. Before I left for Europe, I had a bit of a cold that I was recovering from. And then I got to Europe, and obviously it's summer there now.
Yeah.
So the cold kind of went away. And now that I've come back, it's kind of joined me again. So I'm at the same space that I was before I left, which is annoying. And obviously I didn't realize how traveling affects the after effects of traveling. I mean, I thought because I was traveling in roughly the same time zone, I wouldn't be affected.
Mm.
But obviously there was some little, you know, going out late with some of the Codable guys and some of the WordPress guys and not necessarily getting a full night's sleep and sort of almost, you know, waking up earlier than what I would normally wake up because I wanted to be somewhere by a certain time and organizing taxis and all that kind of thing. So Monday and Tuesday and to some degree Wednesday were extremely difficult for me just to get focus because I was a lot more tired than I would have ever expected I would have been.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm good. You were talking to me, you were asking me earlier about that the plugin side of things. I actually met with Andrew from Erlikon Marketplace. He was at WordCamp Europe as well. And we had the chat about, the sort of, I don't know what the right word is, but basically we've agreed that for the next, I think we said 1 year, I'm going to drop to I think it's 20% of the profit of the plugins. And I'm going to basically be sort of high level support. Should anything come up that they don't have an answer for, then they'll ping me and ask me the question. So kind of similar to what we did with Hugh in the first year.
Mm-hmm.
We mostly figured it out ourselves, but then if there was something we really didn't understand, then I would bug him. But really it means that all of the support and marketing and maintenance of the plugins will be off my plate. And then after that year, the plugins will be out of my life. So that's kind of nice because it means for at least that, you know, from the 1st of July until end of June next year, I've got a little bit of income coming in there.
Yeah.
But I have none of the responsibility, which is great.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
So that chat happened. You will recall that I mentioned to you about that other plugin that I was considering adopting. That didn't work out. I think that the owners of that plugin were looking for somebody with a bit more experience in the sort of plugin development, sales, marketing, support space.
I think you have a lot. I'm surprised.
Well, I think it's less about my experience and more about how well I'm known in the space. You know, I've been doing what I've been doing for so many years, but I've only been sort of active in the WordPress space for the last 2 years, if you will.
Yeah.
And that's fine. As I said to you when I spoke to you about it, I don't know if I was 100% sure if it was what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But it just popped up and I just thought, well, let me investigate. Let me look into this and let me see, you know? So.
Yeah. I didn't think the business model was like the best. I mean, it was decent, but it wasn't like the best idea. And I don't even remember all the details, but yeah.
Yeah. You know, for me, it was kind of because I'm in this space, when I saw it, I thought to myself, well, maybe it's worth just going through the process because I wasn't going to have to pay anything for it. They were literally looking for somebody to adopt it. But that meant that the reason they were looking for somebody to adopt it is because right now they really don't have any income. They announced the fact that they wanted to retire a year ago. And in that process of a year, new signups and new memberships had dropped right down to almost nothing.
Yeah.
So I almost had to have built, the plugin was there, the product was there, and I kind of saw it as a, well, I could use this as a learning experience and fly marketing things and see if I can get the income back up to where it was. But on the other side, I was going, this doesn't really force me to do it all myself. So, you know, maybe, and so when it came back that, it wasn't, you know, I wasn't meant to get it. I wasn't too upset about it. You know, I wasn't.
Well, that's reasonable. So where does that leave you now, you think, in terms of other stuff?
So right now, I'm kind of in this space where, it's kind of interesting because for the first time in almost 3 years now, I'm in a very comfortable space. Let's call it freelance work-wise. So much so that I'm not having to kill myself to put in lots of hours to earn enough money. I've got some good things set up. So I'm kind of at that point now of, what is the thing? And I guess it's more a case of fear of building something, of putting something out there. I feel like I need to pick something and run with it to hell with the consequences. The biggest sort of almost problem that I have is, and I think we've spoken about this before, it's very easy for me to discover a problem and quickly throw together something for it to solve my problem, but then never put it out there. So there's a few things that I'm looking at. There's an idea that I've had that a better time logging app that would fit my requirements would be better. Then there was also this idea of, you know, testing WordPress plugins. Then I'm thinking maybe to step out of the WordPress space and do something that's more sort of generic, and that kind of thing. And I guess what I need to do is I really need to sort of sit down and make a decision and then kind of run with it. I kind of feel that nothing, I kind of almost feel that nothing you say to me right now is going to make a difference in my life, if you know what I mean. I need to just damn well do it. And I need to force myself to build something and then put it out there. And then if it fails, at least learn from that failure. Because right now it's that stage of I'm sort of here, I've got some ideas, but I'm nervous to put any time into them because any time that I put into them could be wasted. So I just need to commit to something, and I would guess it would be something small that I can put out and run with.
Yeah. I think it also has to do with like what your goals are. I mean, if you're comfortable and happy freelancing and doing what, you know, doing some of the writing you're doing and other codable stuff and working with us, yeah, it sounds like a good deal. I mean, I'm getting in a similar spot with like Castos is growing, Podcast Motor is pretty stable. I don't like the barn isn't on fire anymore, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from. And I think if you like, if and when you decide like, this is where I want to go, what I've seen is like one of the most effective tools of making that decision is like, who do you want your customers to be? You know, like what kind, do you want WordPress customers or do you want like real B2B SaaS customers, which is very different? Or do you want like the freelancer, contractor, developer kind of customer? That might just be something to think about.
That's interesting because Another, and this is the thing, we've had this conversation before about how easy it is to come up with ideas, but how difficult it is to actually implement them. Another idea that I had a while back was, if I look at my work history and my freelancer history, I do feel that there is a space, and this is something that I've kind of actually already started on, and I feel like maybe this is the thing, and to some degree, I'm actually really almost, I think I've almost decided this is what I'm going to do, but again, that fear is just holding me back. But I think what I want to do is I want to get more into the thing of training and teaching and education, and not so much building something. And I've been having a lot of conversations and a lot of podcasts with people about their journey and their experiences. And I realize that there is a gap where for non-technical people like yourself, actually, non-technical people who want to hire developers on a freelance capacity, how do they go about doing that? How do they find the right people? How do they build the right relationships? How do they manage across time zones and all those kind of things? And I think that building some kind of either a course or writing a book or something that's not really a technical thing, but it's something that I can share my experience and, you know, sort of teach people like yourself how to hire people and how to find people like me.
Yeah.
I think is a definite gap.
And it's simple too. It might not be easy, but it's straightforward. It's one time.
Yes.
So easily understandable.
So that's where I'm kind of leaning on to build something like that, because that is easier to, I've actually started writing some notes and I've started writing a bit of the content. And it's kind of almost, it's easier to build on nights and weekends because it's not development work. And so it's not what I do day to day. So I've kind of given myself until the end of the month to make that decision, which route I'm going to go.
Yeah.
And that's my goal. And by the 1st of July, I will have decided what I'm doing and I'm going to start doing it. And I've kind of have to force myself to do that, because if I don't set a hard deadline, I'm never going to get around to it. But more and more, like if I think about, you know, you talk about the kind of customers, I would rather have customers like yourself who are looking for this kind, you know, have sales and marketing experience and can come up with ideas, but they struggle to find how to fit freelancers together in a team and how to build that kind of team. I feel like that's an area that is lacking, and that's an area that I could sort of share knowledge and do, you know, masterminds or training or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
More than anything else.
I like it. Yeah. No, that sounds reasonable. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I think you can make money a lot of different places, and being happy with the types of people that you interact with is really important, because otherwise, you're just miserable going to work every day. So yeah, I think that's reasonable.
Well, I think in terms of that as well, I think that I've actually, and I think the reason that this became apparent to me was actually, funny enough, last week when I was away, I spoke to quite a few people about this concept. And all of them went, wow, that is amazing. There really isn't something out there like that.
Yeah.
You know, there's plenty of content teaching freelancers how to be better freelancers.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of content teaching entrepreneurs how to be better entrepreneurs, but there's no content teaching the two how to work well together.
Right.
From what I could gauge.
Right.
And I just think it's really an untapped market. And so I guess, again, the fear, the nerves, the, you know, am I the imposter syndrome, you know, am I knowledgeable enough? Do I have enough experience? Will what I bring be enough is the big issue right now, more than anything else. You know, I have the skill, I have the capability, I have the knowledge, but I'm scared and nervous that it's not enough.
Yeah. No, understandable. Yeah. Yeah. It's totally understandable. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
So that's cool. We were having a brief chat recently about the whole Castos thing, and we spoke about, you know, having maybe a little bit of a mini review. Sort of the last, you know, recently Castos celebrated its first year.
Yeah.
I've been fortunate in that I've had this sort of background viewing, but I'm also able to follow you on the Rogue Startups podcast and kind of hear about, you know, your discussions with Dave about what you're going through and experiencing, all that kind of thing. If you look at where you were, you know, when we first started talking and all the things that you've gone through, maybe you can talk to me about sort of what the last year has been like with you know, Castos and all these kind of things and how you feel about it.
No, it's a big question. I mean, I think today I feel great. There's been a lot of lessons. I mean, to your point, I think with like the educational materials around training entrepreneurs or non-technical people to work with developers and software products is a challenge. I mean, it's been a huge challenge for me of like the time and the cost and the type and level of communication that we have. Because I mean, we've struggled with it, I know, and you've been very patient, but I don't feel like we could have done it a lot better and still been like productive, because you can't be like a 10-person team with the budget and the time resources that we have. So I feel like in a lot of respects, we've done really good with the capacity that we had. But I mean, I think the tough part is like knowing that it takes 6 months to do anything and a bunch of money. Like from my perspective, it takes 6 months and a bunch of money and time and effort and thought and planning and like intentionality to do anything. And kind of like mentally preparing yourself for that is like something I now understand, but before didn't. And like going through this again with sales camp, thought it would be different, you know, and it's not. And we're just getting, you know, it's almost been 6 months now, just getting to where we have a really good product. So yeah, I mean, I think that the things that we've done well are a little more organized development process, and it's not a lot more organized than it was before, but it is a little. And I think that with Danilo and you having pretty clear kind of places that you own makes it easier. I can't imagine running like an 8-person development team and the structure and everything that they would have to go with that. That would be really different. But yeah, I mean, I think one of the new things that I struggle with now is like, you know, Castos makes decent money. It's profitable. It's not hugely profitable, but it pays me something now finally. Is like, as it makes more money, where should we be putting more resources? You know, it's like every month we make more money, and until I pay myself, you know, a fair salary, some of it will go to me, but some of it is also going, every month some more is going back into the business to help it keep growing. Where does that go? And I've had conversations with other, you know, founders and entrepreneurs, and there's no clear answer to that. But I think that's where I am now, is like we're nearing kind of a big milestone in terms of revenue. At this point now, what do we do from now to the next big milestone? Because it's not the same that we've done for the last year and a half, you know? So, I mean, that's, I guess, is that like kind of what you're talking about?
No, no, absolutely. I mean, I just think it's interesting because, you know, when I interviewed you for the WP Hackercast, we were kind of, I guess, halfway through the first year. And, you know, we went through the story and the history and the background, but I think it's always, for me, it's always interesting to sort of do these look backs and, you know, say things like, you know, if you could have started over today, what would you do differently? And for example, with Sales Camp, you know, when you acquired Sales Camp, you already had a product similar to when you took over Seriously Simple Podcasting, but you weren't necessarily going to then build another product on top of it. You just had to refine what you already had.
Yeah.
But obviously the difference there was you didn't have this big customer base, or at least the free customer base that you had with the plugin. So
users.
Users, yes. absolutely, yes. No, you're 100% right. Customers pay. how have you found that that difference, and how does it change what you do? Because that's kind of where I'm going to be going. I'm going to be going into a space where I don't have customers, and I'm going to have a product.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have any customers.
Yeah. And that's kind of my point of like, who do you want your customers to be? Kind of like, do you already know them or talk to them, or do they know you?
Right.
Cause that makes it so much easier. I mean, going from Podcast Motor into Seriously Simple Podcasting and Castos was pretty seamless. Right. And in hindsight, like a good decision.
Right.
Sales Camp, I didn't know really anything about it. Like, we were just starting to get affiliate traction with Castos when we bought it, but it's not really an affiliate tool, so that didn't really count. And so that's been a challenge in getting that business off the ground, is like finding a good marketing channel. And we're just kind of finding one now. And so that's cool. But yeah, I mean, I would say that's the place where most people fall down. Even myself, as like not a developer, so I have to be a marketer or a salesperson, and like not having a marketing channel for SalesCamp has made it much more difficult. Not to mention even like the product, just when I bought it, I didn't realize how different the product needed to be than it was.
Right.
So we spent a lot of development time in that. But I mean, I think generally the lesson for me is like, you should know how to get your first customers, you know? And like for us, it was always like release Castos or Seriously Simple Hosting at the time, and the WordPress.org people will convert.
Right.
You know, the free plugin users will convert. And with SalesCamp, it's like, it's not connected to an ecosystem of any kind. So like, how do you just get customers? So it's a little different not being connected to something like WordPress or Shopify or Intercom or whatever.
It's funny you mention that, because as much as I love WordPress and I love the community, I'm going to say this, it's going to go out on a public podcast, but I don't want my first customers to be, I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it. I don't want my first customers to be WordPress plugin users.
Yeah.
Because I struggle with that 5% of users who are going to bitch and moan when it doesn't do exactly what they want it to.
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like I would rather try and use the, let's call it, you know, social currency the small social currency that I have within the WordPress community, but target certain people within that community.
Yeah.
Because the minute I put a plugin out there, the minute I get those negative reviews, I know it's going to affect me, and I know it's going to affect my ability to continue.
Yeah.
And so that's why I feel like it's very true what you say about, you know, who do you want your customers to be? I want my customers to be people that they're in a similar-ish position to myself, where there's some piece of knowledge lacking and they just want to ramp up that knowledge.
Yeah.
And so what I'm doing with these podcasts is I'm ramping up my, you know, how to start a business and how to market your business knowledge. I want customers who are in a similar space, that there's a piece of knowledge that's missing, and they just want to ramp that up as a once-off or a long-term or whatever.
Yeah.
Just to kind of use that as a kicking off point and then build up something from there. Because I'm actually moving away from just even using social media because of, you know, negative comments, and that sort of affects me tremendously.
Yeah.
So I think that's a very,
and I think getting out of, I mean, that's the one thing I do see with SalesCamp is like, people try it, they don't like it, nothing happens. Mm. You know, and we're on Capterra and all these places, and people leave bad reviews there. It's fine. It's not the end of the world, because you're going to go acquire customers anywhere.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, in that respect, WordPress is neat and cool, but it's bad in the same way, you know, like it makes things kind of difficult. So yeah, I don't think you're wrong in that respect. I mean, I think getting outside of the WordPress space opens you up to a lot of things. It might make it more difficult to connect with people at the beginning, but once you do, you have a platform to connect with people about anything and anywhere, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. It does. And again, all of those things affect my fear of starting, you know? Affect my failure to launch, you know? But yeah, that's, I think that's the reason why I've given myself that 1 July deadline. You know, I need to kick something off at that point, be it something small, be it a downloadable book, be it a landing page, be it a something that just starts the conversation. And so that's sort of where I'm at.
Well, I think it's very smart. Yeah. I think that's totally reasonable. I think some kind of one-time downloadable digital course, book, whatever thing is a great way to start. And you can make good money. I mean, there's plenty of people that make great money at that kind of stuff. Adam Watham, do you know the name?
No.
Laravel, like developer guy, teaches.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. No, I do know the name. Yes, I do know the name. He was.
Yeah, doing, I mean, he'd be a good one to kind of chat through about that.
Okay. Cool. I think. I think it's just, as I say, it's that failure to launch, I guess. And I just need to do it. I realize that. It's taken that step.
No, it's not easy for sure. It's not easy.
Yeah. Cool. I think that's a good conversation then. By the time we talk about this again, the 1st of July will have passed and I will be telling you.
You have something. All right.
I have something that I'm putting that down publicly for the world. So those of you who follow us, following this conversation on the podcast, can hold me to it. And then we'll see how it went.
Okay. Sounds good. Cool.
Awesome. Anything else from your side regarding?
No, man. All good. Yeah.
All good. Awesome. Yep. Well, you look like you're enjoying summer there. You got a nice summery shirt on. I'm all bundled up in my hoodie and my long top and my extra layer.
Yep. It's pretty nice here. Yeah.
Cool. Well, enjoy.
Cool. All right, buddy. Thanks. Have a good
Cheers.
One.
You
Cheers.
Too.
Bye.
Bye.